Word of mouth.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we're listening to Donato Cabrera conducting the San Francisco Symphony Youth Orchestra, Divertimento for Strings by the composer Béla Bartók. Donato is the music director for the San Francisco Symphony Youth Orchestra, resident conductor of the San Francisco Symphony, music director of the Green Bay Symphony Orchestra, and now the new music director for the New Hampshire Music Festival. That is a six-week celebration of classical and chamber music performed each summer at the Silver Center at Plymouth State University. Somehow he's still able to join us in the studio, and we're so glad. Donato Cabrera, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you so much, Virginia. It's a pleasure to be here.
Touring, conducting, rehearsing with all those orchestras, I mean, how do you balance all this, or do you juggle it?
It's more like juggling, and there's always one of those balls sort of slowly leaving my grasp, and then I grab it at the very end and start juggling that one again.
So. As long as you get to grab it again. Well, working with a youth orchestra, I'm curious, you know, how about your own youth? How did you get into music? Where did it begin?
I was inspired originally by my grandmother, who was always the life of the party and played the piano. She wasn't a professional by any means, but she had learned from my great-grandfather, who was a musician in Mexico at the turn of the century, and he taught her by rote piano. And so I wanted to do that. I wanted to be the life of the party. I wanted to play the piano. And so when I was around eight or nine years old, I insisted on taking piano lessons. So my parents were kind enough to find a used upright piano and get me started on piano lessons. And that was my entry into music.
I know for a lot of people's grandparents, when especially immigrants to the United States, they're somehow shedding the traditions. Was she playing traditional Mexican music or classical music?
She was. There were these marches and waltzes, and she didn't always know the names of them, but they were taught to her by her father. And I was able to find out some of the names of some of those waltzes later on. In fact, I programmed one of those pieces on a Dia de los Muertos concert I recently conducted with the San Francisco Symphony. So there is this tradition that somehow we've been able to maintain in my family through these nameless pieces of music.
How do you make the jump then from becoming the piano player life of the party to conductor, I'm putting on the party, I'm in charge here?
Well, that was through another very important person in my life, a mentor, my high school band director, who's still, to this day, one of the most influential people in my life. And I started out with the intention, really, when I was in high school, that I wanted to be like him. I wanted to be a high school band director. I wanted to be a music educator. And to be a music educator, obviously, you have to get in front of a group of kids and conduct them. So I started conducting and through the desire to teach, really, when I was in high school. And that slowly morphed over the years into college, into focusing solely on conducting, really through the encouragement of my professors at the University of Nevada, Reno, who saw a talent there, saw this ease with which I dealt with the music and in front of a group of people. So they encouraged me to really pursue conducting as a career.
Well, let's hear from one of your charges, a member of the San Francisco Symphony Youth Orchestra. This is cellist Nathan Chan. He's talking about playing at Davies Symphony Hall in San Francisco.
I just remember the very first time I walked from that door over there. I saw the magnificent plexiglass all over the ceiling. I saw every single chair perfectly aligned and all the stands there and all the music. And I was like, by gosh darn, this is the real deal. That was awesome. That was an awesome feeling.
Oh, how great. He's pretty jazzed. So what are the differences for you in approaching kids compared to adult orchestras?
You know, I've often been asked this question, and I still believe this after working with the youth orchestra for 4 years. There isn't a difference. It's about discovering music together and reaching a goal. And whether I'm in front of a professional orchestra or a youth orchestra, that discovery, that journey is what we're all in this for, this discovery of this great art form. Now, with a professional orchestra, that journey might take a lot less time, but it's still, that's the process of discovery is what I'm focusing on. And so working with a great youth orchestra, and Nathan, he's still one of the poster kids for the youth orchestra, even though he's now living in New York City and doing the dual program at the Columbia and Juilliard. But kids like that, when I see them once a week on Saturday afternoon, I mean, they inspire me more than anything. I just can't wait to work with them the next Saturday.
By gosh darn.
You know.
Gee willikers. Well, let's get a glimpse of you in the rehearsal process, because it's fascinating to watch. There are several videos online of you conducting rehearsals. This is of the fourth movement of Brahms Symphony No. 1, and this is with the Nashville Symphony. Let's just hear just a little bit of this.
Successive 30-second notes, each one needs to have a little bit of a crescendo. Da-da-da-dee-da-da-da-dee, da-da-da-dee-da-da-da-da. Yeah, much more, second bassoon. Make sure that you have the bassoon color in your ears as well.
So this is my guest, Donato Cabrera. He's conducting the Nashville Symphony there. But we hear you focusing on these parts that you think are not quite right, and you even single out some instruments. I mean, it would be really mortifying for me to be a bassoonist and have you say you're not playing that right.
Well, I hope that what I'm trying to achieve is devoid of any condescension or ego on my part. We're all in that together to try to reach this goal of music that is really very difficult to play and perform, and so I hope that I come off always with the musicians in the orchestra as someone that is there just for the music. And I hope that was came off there.
I don't think it's you sounds like you're in charge. Yeah. It sounds like you know exactly what you're hearing in your head. You know exactly what you want. Is that what you need to do to be a conductor?
Well, there's definitely that. You know, when you get in front of a group as highly skilled as a professional symphony orchestra, who have all performed Brahms' First Symphony probably since they were in a youth orchestra, they will have as much of a vision and idea of what that piece is as I do. So that's when the leadership skills come in and you know, convincing them through your musicianship, through your vision of the piece, that your way is the right way.
Mm. Now, you've worked with orchestras all over the world, and I wonder what it's like for you programming for these festivals. Like, for New Hampshire, when you come here, do you program to a place? I mean, does New Hampshire being here influence the kind of music that you choose?
Most certainly. I wanted, for this first season, I wanted to celebrate a couple of things. First of all, this festival is celebrating its 61st season. Mm-hmm. So I went back into the archives, into these dusty old boxes, and looked at the original programs from 60 years ago, what they were performing. And so there are actually two pieces on that I've programmed that were in the first season, Handel's Water Music and Mendelssohn's Hebrides Overture. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to celebrate the beginnings of the festival and tie into that with what we're doing today. And other than that, there was also in this, especially in the 60s and 70s, a very adventurous view of what this orchestra and this music festival programmed. They programmed a lot of living American works by living American composers. So I did just that. So I programmed this piece by Mark Volkert, who is a member of the San Francisco Symphony. He plays in the violin section of San Francisco Symphony. But on the side, he's also a very accomplished composer. And so we will be performing a piece titled Pandora for strings. And he will be here. And it'll be the second performance of it. So, you know, I look at the history of a festival. Obviously, there are other things that I would like to program that I've always wanted to do to sort of bring my personal vision of what we can perform here at the festival.
And, you know, that is part of your personal vision. You've been quite a champion of new music and new composers, and you are the new music director. So tell us what you've got in store for audiences.
Well, aside from the piece by Mark Volkert, we have a piece by Stravinsky, Dumbarton Oaks, which is on the very first program, which is a piece that he wrote while here in the United States. It's an incredibly lively piece written for a very small ensemble, and it's a great way of getting into Stravinsky's world, because most of most of the people know Stravinsky as the composer of The Rite of Spring and these very sort of avant-garde pieces. But this piece, while being avant-garde, still has this incredible dance rhythms throughout the whole piece. So I'm very excited about that. We'll be celebrating a couple members of the New Hampshire Music Festival. They've been there for 50 years, so we're celebrating their anniversaries. One is the choral director, so he'll be conducting a piece for choir and orchestra of Vivaldi's Gloria. So we have a lot of wonderful music in store.
How do you build a relationship with a new orchestra, you know, that you may see, like in Green Bay, you go once a month. Obviously, you have a little continuity, but how about with a whole new bunch of players?
Well, as a guest conductor or as a music director finalist, which I've been quite a few at a few places over the last couple of years, it's sort of like going on 50 first dates. It really is, because you walk in front of an orchestra and it's a chemistry that will either work or it won't. But you still have to suffer through the two and a half hours.
Yeah, a bad date. You've got a long way.
Yeah, you have a long way to go. But, you know, usually what happens is that since the focus is to achieving a great performance, the music is always front and center, as it should be, rather than that that bad date that you're experiencing. But no, it's really, if we can all focus on the music, that's what we're there for.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. A pleasure talking with you.
A pleasure, Virginia. Thank you.
Have a wonderful time.
Yes, we certainly will.
Now we're going to listen to a composition by Rafe Vaughan Williams. This is Fantasia on the theme of Thomas Tallis. This is Donato Cabrera conducting. This is not on the program in New Hampshire, however. But those will be on his website next time, I guess. Donato Cabrera is the new music director for the New Hampshire Music Festival, and his orchestral series kicks off July 11th at the Silver Center at Plymouth State University. Now, we have much more on the New Hampshire Music Festival, including another new edition, an addition to Donato this year. It's called the 603 Series, and this is a number of outreach performances in Guilford and Wolfboro and Concord. So you'll get a chance to see him no matter where you are.